Chapter 1. What is the Feast and Famine Diet? The Feast and Famine Diet may be new in name, but in practice, it has been with us for quite some time. It's the latest tweak on an area of diet programs and ideas less catchingly referred to as intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is the rage in health, fitness, and weight loss circles, with its ideas making it to publication and wide practice. It's popular because it works. Here's the important guiding principles of feast and famine. What gives the diet its power? Try not to stray too far from this foundation if you expect to reap the full rewards of feast and famine. Choose your fasting schedule. There's two approaches generally. The first is alternating feast days with famine days, which is personally the method I have seen produce the best weight loss results. The second variant, and this is what you will see in intermittent fasting diets like the 5-2 diet, is to eat normally 5 days and fast 2. Our guide's information works well with both methods, although, once again, I prefer the first for the best long-term results, as well as ease of use and likelihood of being able to stick with feast and famine. Feasting guidelines. There's not many. I suggest broadly not eating anything that's junk food or packed with empty calories, especially if you're looking to burn off a lot of weight. This will also safeguard your overall health, which is important, isn't it? Make sure you get in your fruits and vegetables, but don't be afraid to indulge without binge eating. The fact that you have more food freedom, at least half the time, will make your famine days much easier to manage psychology. And succeeding on any diet, feast and famine included, is 90% a mental game. In this mental dieting game, no diet stacks the deck more in your favor than feast and famine. Famine guidelines. For those needing to drop serious pounds, 500 calories a day on famine days is a good starting point. This can be adjusted as needed once your weight loss goals are met. Most feast and famine enthusiasts like to stay around this area to continue to reap the health benefits of fasting, and it also be able to maintain their feasting freedom in their feast days. Stay hydrated. Fasting expert, or if you have never fasted in any form before alike, I cannot stress enough the importance of staying hydrated. When your body detoxes on your famine days and starts to move out some of the junk you have built up, it will go much smoother if you are drinking a proper amount of water. Ignore this advice and you may just experience some stomach pains, along with the lethargy and weakness that always comes with dehydration regardless of your diet plan. One of the greatest strengths of intermittent fasting and the feast and famine diet is its simplicity. No diet logs, carbohydrate manipulation schemes, and other complications. It works much more dramatically than diets that need flowcharts to follow. If you can't stick to feast and famine, it has nothing to do with being confused, but with a lack of willpower, self-discipline, and most of all, desire. I think you have those covered, don't you?